And now, your go-to source for year-round fantasy hockey advice, DFS and betting coverage. This is NHL Fantasy on Ice.
Who will be this week's Justin Sortif? That's the question as we start another episode of NHL Fantasy on Ice. Week 15, Waiver Wire Edition, Nick Alberga, Jay Conn, Chris Meaney, and Pete Jensen. What's going on, Jake? How are you?
The pressure is on Petey Jensen to follow up that call from last week on the waiver wire list. We're all waiting to see who he could unveil a little bit later in the show, but I'm doing great, Nick. Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday to the listeners out there, and yeah, let's get it going.
Happy Monday to the entire Atlantic Division. This really, really intrigues me, boys. Even from a fantasy perspective, there's so much juice, so much meat on this bone right now, Jake, in the Atlantic.
Feels like you can't gain any ground. If you look at the records for all these teams just in their last 10 games, it's incredible. And look, we were waiting for it, right? We said it all in the early part of the season. Who's going to wake up and take the Atlantic Division? Well, I guess it's like five or six teams now at this point. Take your pick in who you believe in. Nick, there's not going to be enough playoff spots for all these teams. So it is going to create a great race. And I did mention last week, I think you're going to see some excellent hockey in January. Teams trying to make that push, put themselves in a good position before we hit the pause button in February, before the Olympics. I think it's going to create some great hockey here down the stretch.
Means the numbers are extraordinary, as Jake just talked about. Detroit 5-1-1 in the last seven. Tampa's won nine straight games. Montreal 5-1-1 in the last seven. Buffalo's won 13 of 14. Boston 5-1-1 in the last seven. And the Maple Leafs 7-0-2 in a nine-game point streak here. But I will add too, I think we're officially on Matthew Tkachuk watch here, guys.
Yeah, and Florida just three back of a wild card spot. This is actually remarkable. It's turned into a fun race where we were kind of poo-pooing this division about a month ago, right? Nobody wants this division at all. It's completely up for grabs. But you mentioned the Lightning, nine straight wins. I think they're the team that I feel best about at this stage of the season. Even Detroit, seven wins in their last 10. And you mentioned the Sabres and then the Habs, 6-2-2 in their last 10. Interesting matchup between those two teams coming up. They play each other three times in the month of January. If one of those teams finds a way to win all three of those games, it could separate. You could either see Montreal jump ahead of Buffalo or Buffalo be right there. And how about the Leafs, Jake? Because they're 7-1-2. Talked about them, not counting them out, I think, a couple episodes ago. They played more home games than anybody. Their schedule is difficult the rest of the way. 6-10-2 on the road. Played the fewest road games of any team in the NHL. It starts tonight in Colorado. That's a big matchup.
Well, and I think I've been reluctant to give Detroit too much credit, but I have to give them some credit after that nice road win. I think a bit of a statement, and they just won't go away. I think a lot of people may be waiting for them to take a step back, but it's good to see after they've waited so long for this whole thing to come together. The Iser plan, as we like to call it, in Detroit. One team you didn't mention there, Nick, in the Atlantic that seems to be left in the dust. A lot of bad vibes going on with the Ottawa Senators right now, and they suffer that loss again over the weekend. So Everybody's moving, everybody's rising, but Ottawa seems to be staying at the bottom, and that would be really disappointing for a team that made some great strides last year.
And really disappointing for a team that I picked to win the Atlantic Division. Things are not looking good, and it's perfect that you brought that up because I got a lot of people this past week reaching out. What do I do with Linus Ullmark? So I wanted to post the question here on this podcast because it's a very unique, familiar, you know, sort of weird situation too, but there's always been some drama stories around the league. But I think the sidebar thing to add means is that Ullmark, even when playing, has not been good again this year, right? Like, we've seen nothing close to the guy who won the Vezina Trophy for the Boston Bruins. And I'll be honest, part of the reason why I picked Ottawa to win the division, I thought we'd see more of the Ullmark in Boston this year. It just hasn't been the case. 2.95, 8-1. One shutout. So, Means, how would you attack this moving forward if you own a Linus Ullmark in fantasy hockey?
I mean, if you don't have an IR spot because he's on long-term IR, there's a spot there for him, Yahoo Fantasy. You can put him on there if you want, but if you don't have one, I mean, you move on, right? We talked a couple weeks ago about making tough decisions. There's only a handful of weeks left until the puck drops on fantasy hockey playoffs. You can't mess around. You don't know when he's going to come back. And to your point, Nick, he hasn't been good. He's got an 8.81 save percentage. I think, Jake, you can cut ties with a lot of Senators. I think we can pick on them in the betting market. They haven't been able to get a save all year, no matter who's between the pipes. I'd probably buy low on a guy like Stützle, Jake Sanderson, Brady Tkachuk. These are players I want to have on my fantasy hockey team. But other than that, this is a this is a disaster in Ottawa.
Stützle's been good. I really still like Jake Sanderson moving forward as a player. And I think the other guys, you just treat them as weekly streamers at this point, right? If Ottawa has a good week, okay, grab a Pinto, maybe grab a Giroux. But those are guys I don't want on my roster all season long. And Nick, the Ullmark situation is very tricky. I hate these situations when I own a player and it's murky. It's not an injury where they're saying, okay, it's 3 or 4 weeks and you can kind of manage, you can plan out. I have no idea when he's coming back. I don't know if he's even coming back. I think the one thing I would say with the Olympics coming up, if you can survive the next few weeks, Meany mentions the IR spot, you could kind of stash Ullmark and then you hope he comes back post-Olympics. I think that would be probably your best bet since there won't be any fantasy hockey going on during the Olympics. I think that's how I would play it. But if you don't have that ability, I guess just send him to the wire and see what you can do.
I'm right there with you. And I think my greatest advice too is probably staying away from Ottawa's crease right now in general. Like if you're looking for a streamer option, I know we brought up Levi Marilyn in the last couple weeks. I just can't get to that level. Matt Sogard's not an NHL goalie. And James Reimer, who they just signed to an AHL PTO, makes his debut over the weekend in the AHL and surrenders 6 goals. Like this guy's coming up. They're a disaster right now, are the Ottawa Senators. And we just talked about how strong the division has been too.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. So let's just move on from him. You're looking for a goalie save. You're listening to us today. You have Ullmark. You can't be patient with this guy. So Montembeau is starting to get some starts. Yep. Jacob Fowler, looks like those two guys are starting to, you know, get the crease in Montreal. You have good backups in our goaltender rankings. We have like a section at the bottom for like handcuffs that are getting starts. David Riddick is getting starts for the Islanders. Casey DeSmith getting starts for the Dallas Stars. Those two teams, Jake, have been pretty good. And, you know, that's all you're looking for when you're streaming a goalie. Do I have stability in front? Can they not ruin my ratios? And ultimately, at the end of the day, can they pick up a win for you? And those guys are doing it.
I think I'm with Nick in terms of just avoiding the Ottawa crease in general at the moment, whether it's, you know, Ullmark and that whole situation or anybody else. James Reimer just seems to sprout out of the ground once a year with a different team. It's crazy. This guy's still hanging around the league. So I certainly don't know if I trust him. Another team I don't trust right now, I don't think any of us trust, Nick, the New Jersey Devils. Oh. We talked about it last week. Okay, Winnipeg was struggling. The Rangers are struggling. New Jersey's struggling. Anaheim as well. Well, most of those teams a week later are still very much struggling, especially the New Jersey Devils, but they're a team we expected a lot. Now trade rumors are swirling. What is going on in New Jersey right now, and how do we handle this?
Nobody's got an answer. Again, every team in this league doesn't want to fire a coach. They don't want to fire a GM. It's a holding pattern for a Devils team that I think many had touted to maybe potentially vie for a Stanley Cup this season, but they're trending in the opposite direction. Looking forward to the Hughes Bowl on Monday night, by the way, and I'm going to have something of a play for On the Money brought to you by Bet365 coming up. But I guess it's Dougie Hamilton's fault is what I'm trying to tell you, Jake, because he was a healthy scratch on Sunday. And then we find out over the weekend means that San Jose was trying to pluck this guy out of Jersey in the offseason. Imagine Dougie Hamilton running a power play with Macklin Celebrini. Like, I start to wonder, because I do own Dougie Hamilton in a few of my leagues, the best fit. Like, I think it's quite clear this guy's probably going between now and the trade deadline. I would love him to go to San Jose. I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, and I mean, you get some nice weather, you get the beaches, you're in Cali, and you're playing with one of the best young players in the league in Macklin Celebrini. Will Smith is traveling with the team on their road trip, so we expect him back pretty soon. If that report is true that he hacks that trade, what makes us think that he's going to decide that he wants to go there? I think it's a great fit.
Now.
Yeah, they're good now. Fair. Okay. They're probably better than the Devils. Better chance, at least, of making the playoffs in New Jersey. That's a 100% true. So yeah, I mean, I think that would be a really good fit. Klingberg's been nice when he's been healthy on that power play, but that would be an upgrade. He only has 10 points this season. So Jake, maybe he's a buy low candidate. Heck, maybe you can pick him up off the waiver wire because he's starting to get dropped in a lot of leagues.
Well, yeah, and Nick, I think the one key, if you're a Hamilton owner, you were a Hamilton owner, you're looking for any value in Hamilton, you want him to go to a spot where he's going to get the keys to the car, the first power play. Mm-hmm. And obviously an attachment to a great player wouldn't hurt as well. And you mentioned Macklin Celebrini there in San Jose, a couple of other nice pieces on that power play. So I think from a fantasy perspective, to unlock Dougie Hamilton, that would probably be the best option. I look at other, you know, young rebuilding teams like a Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know if Chicago would want to go down that road with some of the young defensemen they have. They're trying to give that spot to. I think that was the problem with Hamilton in New Jersey, maybe being blocked out by some players. So it's going to be fascinating to follow. I'm really curious how New Jersey handles the rest of this season as it continues to kind of fall apart, because this roster is built to win. I don't think it's going to be a teardown, but a guy like Dougie Hamilton seems like at some point he's going to be on the way out here.
He's having the worst season of his career, and all I could think about this year, again, Can Hamilton be this year's Seth Jones? If you recall last year, all of a sudden, boom, bang, Spencer Knight, you're off to Chicago. Seth Jones, you're off to Florida. And you win a Stanley Cup. So I think there's actually some supreme value in a Dougie Hamilton at this year's trade deadline. Bunch of injuries, guys. This is Groundhog Day, man. I couldn't believe this. Like, I look past this. I'm watching the Leafs and Canucks game over the weekend, and Thatcher Demko did not have a good first period. So I just chalked it up to maybe a change for the Canucks to get the team going. And then we find out lower body injury. So Kevin Lankinen, it's your crease again. I'm at a point where I'm advising anybody who listens to this podcast, stay the hell away from Thatcher Demko, okay? And you guys all know by now how I feel about goalies. Jake, this guy cannot stay healthy. He is never healthy, and it's so unfortunate because he's so damn good when he is healthy.
He is, and I think you could say a lot of what you just said about a lot of goalies in the NHL now, that they can't stay in the crease, and it's certainly become a problem, and it's something I think we have to readjust in fantasy hockey moving forward as well, and how we treat the position, because it doesn't seem like it's changing. Really, it just seems like it's getting worse. Every week, there's a new goalie on the list, and usually a pretty significant name, so meaning no surprise to see Demko on the injured list this week. I see Rust's name on there as well. I feel like Rust gets hurt three or four times a year, so there's certain guys that you can't really trust, and you kind of know the injury tag that comes with it. I'm watching a game over the weekend, and I love Mark Stone, and he's been great when he's out there, but he's dropping the mitts and he's fighting, and I'm thinking, should Mark Stone with his history be out there scrapping? So, yeah, again, goaltending injuries has become a huge story this year, Meany, and it's been tough to navigate for everybody.
I wonder if it changes your guys' strategy a lot, moving forward next year. Are you willing to spend end of the first round, early second round pick on an Igor Shesterkin and a Connor Hellebuck? Do you feel like you want to have that top tier goalie instead of playing this game that we're all playing? For me, it seems like everybody's playing this game, trying to find a goalie start. Why not just wait it out? We'll talk about it, I'm sure, in the offseason next year. But yeah, the Canucks are a mess, man. They've lost six straight. They've allowed 5+ goals in three straight games. They can't keep the puck out of their net. Even when Demko is playing, they lost their best guy in Quinn Hughes. There doesn't seem to be anything there. Game tonight against Montreal Canadiens on Prime, Amazon Prime, and I think the Canadiens have the second highest team total on the slate, and there's a lot of good teams playing tonight. So I think we continue to pick on Vancouver in the betting market, Nick.
I want to bring up, too, in that Pacific, it's not being spoken about enough, but I think the undoing for Vegas in the postseason, believe it or not, could be goaltending. And I wonder, we're always waiting for Vegas to make that next move. Is it the crease that they look at? Because Carter Hart has been awful. As I talked about last week, Aiden Hill, where is this guy? Nobody seems to know. Akira Schmid is the number one because Carter Hart is now week to week with a lower body injury here, Jake.
I'm very curious what they do here as well. And obviously they brought in Carter Hart. They gave him an opportunity. There's been some good. There's been some bad. I don't think we expected it to just be all roses for Carter Hart after so much time off playing hockey. And, you know, you mentioned injuries in there as well. So, I guess we're going to kind of see how it plays out. But they could be one of a handful of teams I think could be in the goaltending market. Meany, I throw Carolina in there certainly because they have cup aspirations. But I do feel like we're finally seeing Vegas come together for the first time all year, right? If Theodore's back in the lineup, it kind of feels like this top six, their power play, everybody's fully healthy. You got Hanifin and Theodore there at the same time. Could be a good time to buy in on the Vegas Golden Knights, Meany, as we're waiting for someone to kind of step up and take the Pacific Division. Probably is just going to be Edmonton and Vegas at the end of the day when the dust settles, but it feels like we're finally starting to see the full version of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I couldn't agree more, and I think last week, Nick, right, we talked about Vegas being a buy-low candidate. We mentioned Shea Theodore coming back into the lineup. He is back. Jack Eichel is back, and he's been phenomenal. They beat up San Jose yesterday in the second half of a back-to-back. Aiden Hill's skating. You know, I'm seeing him picked up in leagues. I mean, I don't know when he's going to be back. I don't think they make a move. I think their move was, you know, Carter Hart.
Probably.
Aiden Hill was good for them last year. He's top five in wins, and, you know, his ratios were pretty solid. I know that like most goalies across the league, there's an injury concern, but I do believe he's the guy. He's the veteran guy. He's won a cup. So when he's back and fully healthy, and I think if you need help and you have that IR spot, that's a swap right there. Allmark, see you later. Let's pick up Aiden Hill and wait for him to come back. Yeah, bye Vegas.
I like it. Some other injuries to monitor. Joel Eriksson Ek banged up here for Minnesota. Danila Yurov back on the top line. Marchand's a bit dinged up for Florida. Eetu Leistarainen is on that top line. Broberg's out for St. Louis after signing that hefty extension over the weekend. Cam Fowler's a guy I would look at. Rust, we talked about day-to-day lower body injury. Igor Chinnikov now in the top six, as we speculated upon the last couple weeks. And Blake Coleman hurt right now, Igor Sharangovich is a guy I would look at for the Calgary Flames. Let's look now at week 15, Jake. January 12th to 18th, you got 9 games on Monday, 10 Tuesday, 4 Wednesday, 10 Thursday, 5 on Friday, 13 Saturday, and 3 on Sunday for a grand total of 54 games. All eyes on the Edmonton Oilers this week, a 5-game slate for them. The 4-game teams, Buffalo, Carolina, Dallas, Detroit, LA, Montreal, Ottawa, Philadelphia, Seattle, Tampa, Toronto, Vancouver, a grand total of 12. And the 2-game teams you want to stay away from, not so much the first, but maybe the second, Colorado and San Jose, but certainly a lot of value to be found this week on the waiver wire, Jake.
Oilers have a great schedule. Maybe you want to get a little attachment to Leon Draisaitl. Always monitor line combos, but it kind of feels like Edmonton has their top line right now with McDavid, Hyman, Nugent, Hopkins. They've obviously been clicking. McDavid's been one of the hottest players in the league, probably the hottest player in the league, but maybe go with a Podkolzin, a Kasperi Kapanen, and get a little attachment to Leon Draisaitl in there. Detroit's got an interesting schedule as well, Meany, and I can't believe I'd mentioned this name in 2026, but James Van Riemsdyk. Yeah, you knew where I was going, carving out a little role for himself. He actually looks pretty good. You put him with some good players. He's got those hands around the net. He does have a lot of skill. I get it, it's JVR, but he'd be widely available and getting some power play touches with those boys in Detroit, and a good schedule this week.
Yeah, Petey, we were talking about that with Troy over the weekend. We were putting together a Patrick Kane edge piece on goal number 500, and just, of course, his career, it's been phenomenal. But we noticed JVR's, you know, he's been staying on that first power play unit. Kind of reminds me of Corey Perry last year, right, Nick? Just in front of the net. He's got good hands, in tight, and he can finish. So I like that call. And, you know, we'll give some love to Edmonton and I think Buffalo again here when we talk some waiver wire stuff. But Seattle still caught my eye, guys. Like, Matty Beniers is starting to get going here a little bit. I know it's been disappointing. Everyone's waiting for him to kind of jump up and take that next step. But Jared McCann back in lineup, and those two guys are cooking at the moment for the Kraken.
1,000%. There's a bunch of fresh names on this week's list as we bring in Pete Jensen to look at week 15. But Pete, we got to start with one of the hottest teams in hockey, your Buffalo Sabres. You know, I was thinking over the weekend, can I put together a parlay, you know, a Bills Super Bowl and a Buffalo Sabres Stanley Cup, how much that would pay? Maybe it's something I invest in moving forward, but got a couple Sabres looking around on your list this week here, Petey.
Yeah, and we've talked a number of times about these guys, but every once in a while, midway point in the season, you step back and look and say, how is this guy so sparsely rostered in fantasy? How about Josh Doan being only 21% rostered this season? He is tied for second on the Sabres in goals. He's one of 3 players on the team with 30-plus points, one of 4 with 100-plus shots on goal. He's second on the Sabres in power play goals, playing not only on line one with Thompson, but also the first power play. And he's 6th in the entire NHL in high danger shots on goal. So, like, this guy's checking so many boxes in fantasy. He also covers hits. And he's, you know, just so underrated. And when we step back and look, this has been one of the steals of the offseason. We thought they'd be a big loser losing Paterka. They got this guy back in return in the deal. And, you know, smooth sailing right now for Buffalo.
So an interesting name on your list for me this week, Pete, is Jake DeBrusque in Vancouver. He actually hit the waiver wire early last week in one of my deep, deep leagues. And I thought, you know what? Nobody wants anything to do with Vancouver, but I picked him up because there's not many other options. Gets a couple power play goals. So you feel like there's a little bit of life in DeBrusque, even though most people probably want nothing to do with the Canucks right now, right?
Right. This is a fantasy graveyard, unfortunately, in Vancouver, but DeBrusque leads the Canucks in power play goals. He's actually tied for second in the entire NHL in power play goals, leads them in shots on goal, leads the entire NHL in high danger shots on goal, more than McKinnon, McDavid, everybody on the list. So Jake DeBrusque doing that garbage time role for the Canucks right now in fantasy.
Let's talk about the Kings. A big win over the weekend against the Oilers. It's been an inconsistent season for them, Pete, but with no Kopitar, they've really done some different things with their lineup. Is there anybody that checks a box, anybody we can stream this week?
I saw Alex Laferriere has been playing some center on the top line. Kopitar's been out the past few games. Laferriere is a guy that shoots a lot. He's actually one of only 5 players in the entire NHL with 100-plus shots and 100-plus hits. The others, Kiefer Sherwood, Blake Coleman, Dylan Cousins, and Mackenzie Weegar. So those are all under-the-radar guys who cover categories. But Laferriere, now that he's on the top line with Kempe and he's checking edge stats boxes, he's fast, high-danger shots, mid-range shots. So this guy does it all for the Kings and is keeping their offense afloat right now.
And Petey, if there's one thing I learned through this fantasy season, don't shy away from the vets. Means brought up Patrick Kane, a milestone week for him, and he's on your list this week.
He is. I like that JVR shout, though, because he is on power play one over Kane. But you look at what Kane has done this year, 27 points in 31 games, 10 power play points. He's closing in on 100 shots with 2.8 per game. He's up to 87. And he's actually, like, the past few years, Patrick Kane has been non-existent in terms of the advanced stats, but he's up there now in long-range shots among forwards, mid-range shots, power play, offensive zone time, and then also the other day he reached his max skating speed of the season on Saturday. So he's got an extra pep in his step at 37 years old after reaching 500 career goals.
So I watched that whole Bruins-Rangers game on Saturday, or at least a really good chunk of it. Just a massacre. I figured there would be a Boston Bruin on your list this week, Pete. After that, and take your pick. There's a lot of different options. This team won't go away. I think we thought they were kind of going away there briefly, but you got you're digging deep for a Bruin on your list this week.
And hopefully Geeky's back soon. Obviously a personal matter. Had to leave mid-game Saturday. We hope everything's okay there. But Boston did just fine without him with 10 goals. And, you know, obviously they've been on the hot streak that you guys said, one of those many Atlantic teams that have been thriving lately. Murat Kuznetsov, I know you love that name, Nick. Also Pavel Zacha, a guy I picked up a couple of weeks ago for faceoff wins. And he had a hattie the other day, 4 goals for Kuznetsov. And the Boston Bruins are kind of hanging around like we've been saying, but Kuznetsov is bringing some exposure to Pasternak, and then he's also one of those fast players that's been a difference maker after a bargain pickup for Boston.
6 of 6 from Pasta the other night. That was just so awesome. The most added player today in Yahoo, Jake kind of hinted to him when we were talking about how he liked the Oilers schedule, 5 games, Kasperi Kapanen. You picking him up today, Pete?
Got to be thinking about it, playing with Leon Draisaitl, and we've seen flashes of brilliance for him over the years. A lot of injuries, had a long injury absence this season, but came back 3-game point streak since returning with 4 points and 8 hits in the span. So he's bringing a little sandpaper there for sure. He's got the speed, 97th percentile in max skating speed, and the 20-plus mile per hour speed burst. He's got more than 2 of those per game this season. So kind of complimenting Leon on the second line, and Edmonton is going to be ride or die with that offense this season. They're a bit ugly on the back end, so tap into them while you can. He's only like 5% rostered or less.
Lastly, Pete, the blue line, Bowen Byram's actually a guy I've looked at the last couple weeks. He's been very, very stealth and upping sort of his value in fantasy hockey. I think he's almost near 40% now, but who else do you have your mind on the blue line here?
So the other day I dropped OEL for Matejchuk, and then now he's injured. So I picked up K'Andre Miller, and he's been really hot since returning from injury, points in 6 of his past 8. He's another speedy guy, 9th among defensemen in max skating speed this year. He's got 10 hits in that 8-game span since returning. He's got 50-plus hits this season, so, and also covers blocks with 37 and 37 games. So K'Andre Miller kind of moving away from a dysfunctional situation with the Rangers and, you know, one of the safest teams in the league in Carolina. He's fit in really nicely with the Hurricanes.
Love it. NHL.com/fantasy. We're going to check out the entire Week 15 waiver wire list. We're going to have to break. Other side on the money, brought to you by Bet365.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLshop.com. Fanatics experience.
Welcome back to NHL Fantasy on Ice. Nick Alberga, Jay Conn, Chris Meaney, and Pete Jensen with you. Listen up, hockey fans. You won't want to miss this. Experience the thrill of NHL betting with Bet365, an official league partner. With Bet365, you can create your own bets, build same-game parlays, and take advantage of early payouts when your team goes up 3 goals. Bet on every exciting moment on the ice, from goals and points to shots and saves. Bet on the NHL with Bet365 and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. An official betting partner of the NHL. Must be 19 or older, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has concerns about gambling, visit ConnexOntario.ca. Jake, I'll lead us off. The Hughes Bowl. We got Jersey at Minnesota Monday night. Give me all three Hughes brothers to pick up a point in a nice little pretty parlay here.
I love that. Keep it simple. Just play the Hughes, group them all together. You know, maybe throw a couple shots in there. You could have fun with that. And, I mean, New Jersey needs a win bad. I don't think they're making my card tonight, Meanie. I don't think I could trust the Devils right now. I actually do like Minnesota in that game. A little overpriced, though, for my liking. I will be looking to the John Gibson save prop if I can get a number once I get confirmation on goalies there in Detroit, or whatever goalie gets the call for the Red Wings. They're middle of the pack in terms of shots on goal allowed this year. We know Carolina likes to fire it. That's an angle I love to play. And Nick mentioned the Hughes Bowl tonight. We also have the Connor Bowl tonight. Edmonton against Chicago. Connor McDavid versus Connor Bedard. Now that Bedard's back in that lineup, I'm going to keep riding Connor McDavid. Couple points, 4 shots on goal. He's just the best player in the world right now, and he's got a good matchup tonight against the Blackhawks, Meanie.
I think you just blindly take his 2 points every single night, right? I mean, why not? Even Draisaitl, too, at this point. Sometimes Kucherov. You get plus money for him. Kucherov is another guy against the Flyers. Like, they only had 2 shots the other night against Philly. He scored twice at a bunch of points. And Tampa, we talked about on a heater. Braden Point, too. All those questions we had about Braden Point. Hopefully you hung on, because he's cooking at the moment as well. I like the Kraken, plus 120 on the road. We've talked about Seattle over the past couple of weeks against this Rangers team with no Igor Shesterkin. This is a team that's completely struggled over the last little bit. Jonathan Quick, you know, he got yanked the other night. They gave up 10. But Matty Berniers, we didn't get to him with Petey. He's minus 130 for a point. You could take Jared McCann with him and get plus 150 for both of them to get a point. And for Matty Berniers, 5 points over a 4-game point streak, at least 1.8 of 10. And for McCann, he has 7 points in roughly 8 games since he's returned to the lineup. So take a look at those two guys against the Rangers.
Looking forward to that one. Also, the Florida-Buffalo game. I don't know what's going on at time of recording, but, I mean, Tkachuk is close if it happens this one or the next game. I think Florida's a team that knows they need some points here, especially a team like Buffalo. I think Florida wins that game. Give me the Florida money line in that game. Vancouver-Montreal, I'm just going to take care of business. Montreal in regulation, way better team. I think the Canucks are in deep trouble. And, Jake, I like the over between Toronto and Colorado tonight, too.
And you mentioned that Kucherov 2-point prop, which is something I've been playing, basically an auto bet. Every time Kucherov plays, I played it again over the weekend against Philly. Well, they get Philly again on Monday, in a weird kind of scheduling quirk here where they play again in Philadelphia, no travel. I don't see how we get a different result here. 7-2 against the Flyers over Saturday. Maybe it's not 7-2, but I just think Tampa's on a different level than everybody else. Yes, Philly's had a nice season, but I think this is too much of a step up for the Flyers. And it can be difficult to beat the same team in a row twice, but I just think the way Tampa's going right now, they got that look in their eye. I'll play Tampa on the puck line and continue to ride those Kucherov props, Meanie.
Yeah, plus 160 for Tampa on the puck line. I think it's totally worth it. I like the Stars tonight. I'm seeing minus 120 on the money line in LA against the Kings. I just think they're a more complete team. Like, that's great. Laferriere is their number one center at the moment, but I think that's a problem that they have. We didn't get to Alexander Texier. He's got 8 points in his last 6. He had 4 goals. He had a hat trick the other night where he played a season high 17-15. Then he topped that and played nearly 18 minutes over the weekend playing with Suzuki and Caulfield. He's plus 320 for a goal. Maybe you can have some fun. First time goal against this Canucks team, 20-1, 2 goals, 33-1. We may have missed it with the Hattie last week, but is an opportunity for him with those big boys.
Meantime, Tuesday's card, I like the under between Vancouver and Ottawa. I like the under between the Islanders and Winnipeg. There's a potential we see Sorokin against Hellebuck in that game, so that's an auto under for me. And you talk about an auto play, Edmonton and Nashville, Leon Draisaitl scored last week when we called it. 28 goals now in 30 career games against the Nashville Predators. So an auto play as we go to PD props here. What do you got for us?
Got a couple of deep dives here. Jack Quinn for Buffalo, plus 375 anytime goal. Scored 2 the last game. Look, big picture, he has 22 even strength points this season. That's 3rd on the Sabres behind Tage and Tuck. So I like that play a lot. And then Josh Manson had a monster game the other day. scored two goals. You can get him plus 1,600 for an anytime goal. He's taken on a bigger role with Devon Taves injured, and Colorado is just such a wagon this year offensively.
16 love to one. It. Oh, baby.
Yeah, that's...
digging deep.
It's a D-man, but he's going to be out there taking 2-3 shots against the Leafs, and I like his chances of putting one home.
Hey, guy, after the Sortif call last week, I think we just autoplay anything Pete says at this point. I might play him for a hat trick tonight. I might have to roll with that.
Yeah, you're so right. We started the show by asking who this week's Justin Sortif is. Maybe it's Josh Manson. That stat line last week was insane. That team is just so much better than anybody else. So, Pete, we'll look ahead to Thursday as well here, right?
Looking forward to it. And, yeah, props to Jason Zucker the other day. I was hoping for one of those three to hit, but he got you the three-plus shots. He got you the power play point and the anytime goal. So, Buffalo rolling and Zucker just adding to the party right now.
There you have it, Petey props. And Jake, I won't be here on Thursday, headed to Vegas for the Marner game. You know I'm going to be in that market for sure. You guys will have Week 15 Mailbag Edition coming up on Thursday, right?
We'll hold the fort down. We won't let this thing crash, and have yourself a good time in Vegas. That'll be a fun atmosphere. Marner against the Maple Leafs, and they're going to have another clash coming up pretty soon as well. So have yourself a good time. Me, Petey, Meany, Bob, producer Bobby. We'll hold the fort down for you. No problem.
You going to have an anytime goal on Mitch Marner?
Probably. Yeah. Nick Waugh. Nick Waugh is my play on Thursday, guys. Nick Waugh has been on fire, and he's making his return here to Vegas. Thank you to producer Bob Bender. For Jay Conn, Chris Meany, and Pete Jensen, I'm Nick Alberga. You've been listening to NHL Fantasy on Ice. Take care.